Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Silverbacks Nation. It's Friday night, 5 p.m. I'm your host, John Robinson, and this pop-up announcement is for a couple of items we wanted to address before we go into the Easter weekend. I hope everyone's doing well and staying healthy and following your social distancing and all of that stuff to keep you safe. So Friday night, I'm thinking about some of the things that have been developing this week, some of the things that we're looking for our players to do. We wait at home to play. And we got our email from Mike Van Riper with the results of the U-Hit. So anyone who's been doing the U-Hit app on their phone, it's the same technology that we had in our sports science room down low in the facility. So this one's just done on your phone. We have our rankings, and if anyone's interested in understanding more about it, contact Mike Van Riper at his email, and he'll be happy to give you a description. There's also a Silverbacks promotional code. There is some monthly user fee because it keeps track of all the kids' stats online, and then they become part of this leaderboard, which I have here, and I get a chance to see who's actually using this, and this is very important for me because I'd like to know who's working at home. I do get videos from players. I get kids sending me texts and chats telling me what they're doing. The more of that, the better. So here I have a list here, top five U-Hit participants for strike recognition. 68% is the top score. Maddie Kleiman, nice job. Very nice job. Followed by 65% Matt Caputo. 60% Connor Holland, 60% Justin Peters, very nice. 59%, this is accuracy. So it's strike recognition, accuracy. Nicholas, very good. Nicholas 12U. So there's our top five rankings for strike recognition, and there's pitch recognition, top five. Billy Cummins, 62%, very nice. 61%, Jason Jackson, 61%. We got Kyle, 59%. We got Justin Wolf, 52%. Landon, 10U Power, well done. Very good, keep going. I'm hoping to see some other people pushing you guys for your top ranking spots along the way. And hey, maybe there'll be a prize at the end of this for our top are top one in each category. How about that? The next thing I wanted to discuss today is the PS4, the show. We're definitely kicking off. I'm super happy with the responses I've received so far. To date, we have 26 interested players, and I'm sure there's going to be more. So what the plan is we'll take this past Sunday, so we don't interfere with the holiday. So on Monday at 4 p.m., we'll call it our cutoff. Whoever sends me interest up until 4 p.m., your name goes on my list. And if we get to 30, 35, 40, whatever that number is, we'll figure it out. And we'll either create two leagues, three leagues, or if we're at 30 or so, maybe everybody wants to do one big league, which would be pretty cool too. So we'll have our options. I had a chance to play this week, and I can tell you this, the level of IQ that our players will receive by playing this game will be tremendous. And, you know, the first game I played, I balked three times before I was able to pitch a ball, because you have to wait till the pitcher comes set before you can actually throw. It's very detailed. I think one of the hardest things for coaches to do when they're training kids is to not only make better players, but it's to teach them the game IQ, all the gamesmanship. And if kids do a lot of that on their own and they learn the game, they watch YouTube videos, they watch MLB baseball, they watch college baseball. And if they're playing video games or playing baseball, you learn a heck of a lot by playing these games. They're very detailed, the cutoffs, the relays, situations, remembering the counts, remembering how many guys are on base, how many outs, all that stuff is going to matter. And I'd like to see as many young players in our organization as we can get the game and get online and playing in our leagues. Even if they're 8, 9, 10, and they don't know how to throw the ball, it doesn't matter. If they don't know the controls or they lose every game, after a few weeks of that, they're going to get better. They're going to learn the game, and you know, they'll have more fun doing it. And it makes, when they come back, it's going to make our jobs a lot easier to advance them a little quicker. So I'm very excited about the opportunity we have to do this. I rely a lot on my son, who knows all about the PS4. I used to play a lot of video games back in my day, but it's all different now. I do understand a lot of it, but there's just the details of creating leagues and online access. I was told that you do need the show 2020, because 2019 has online franchises. 2020 created online league capabilities, so you won't be able to access the online league with the show 19. So you'd have to upgrade to the show 20. It could be done right on the console. You don't have to go to a store to buy a disc or anything like that. You can just go to the store on the PS4, download the game, and then you're going to need online access, which means your kid needs a username. You go to PlayStationNetwork.com. You set it up. It's whatever. It's $4 or $9 a month, whatever it is, and they get their online account, and that keeps track of all their stuff. So if you need help with any of that, send me a message and I'll coordinate with my, you know, give me the information that you need and we'll work it out. So on Monday, 4 o'clock will be our cutoff. We'll see how many kids want to play. And then what we'll do is, I think we'll have a Zoom meeting on Monday night where all the people will be invited, all the kids that wanted to play, and I'll be on the Zoom meeting. And parents, please join us. And we'll talk about how many kids we have, how many leagues we're going to start, and also which chat application we want to use to communicate. That's a big thing, because kids are going to be figuring out when they're going to play each other. Ideally, we're playing a game a day. If kids are home all day in school, you know, 40 minutes a day they could be playing and learning. So ideally, we can have a nice 40 game league that would take 6 weeks to complete, plus playoffs. You're looking at a nice 7-8 week league. It's going to be a lot of back and forth banter. It's going to be smack talk. It'll be clean. We'll make sure of that. But I want to make sure that everyone is on the same system and parents can monitor the chats, things like that. So we're going to work that out on Monday night. Anyone who's interested in participating, please send me an email, john@batcomplex.com. The U-Hit sent to Mike, Mike's email. Everyone should have that. And another note, we're still looking to do other things as we move, you know, further down the road here. We're still trying to keep our coaches engaged and active. What we'd like to do at some point is perhaps have online Zooms with each team. The coach can speak to their their players and go over signals and signs and strategies and situations, things like that. And I think it'll help us prepare when we're ready to play. You know, all that stuff's out of the way, and we could just get to baseball. So we're trying to coordinate that. It's very challenging. It's a difficult situation for a lot of people, especially those if you lost your jobs. It's a difficult time. So we're doing everything we can to keep things moving, keep our club operating. That's really the focus, is how can we keep our club moving forward? It's everyone's club, and we're doing the best we can to deliver information, keep you guys engaged. I mean, hopefully the talk show is helpful and exciting. And, you know, check out our new website. It's www.nysilverbacksbaseball.com. We had some time to release that new website. It's for our teams only. You know, Bat Complex is now for the facility. NewYorkSilverbacksBaseball.com is just for our teams. And we're doing a lot at all different age groups, from 8U through 17U. They'll all have their own little spot on the website. We have on our homepage, we have trending news. We have flash news to keep you posted on things like COVID-19 information or Cooperstown stuff. We even have the weather down below. So if you want to know if your game is going to be played, come to our website, check out the weather, and you know, hope there's a little sunny icon there. We have our drills on the website in case you don't want to go through all your emails. We're going to put everything on the site. And, you know, we'll have coaches writing articles, and just we'll keep a lot of status updates for everyone, and you know, whatever else we can come up with will all be on the website. If there's anything else you want to see, if your kids have any suggestions on, hey, I wish this was on the site, let us know. Now is a perfect time for us to add some stuff. So, you know, hopefully things continue to go well for this country, and we can get outside at least in small groups to start as soon as possible. I know we all miss it. I miss all you guys. I miss the kids. I miss the parents. And we're just doing the best we can to keep things going. So we have our U-Hit stuff. We have our PS4, the show. We're going to be delivering more content, more drills, and hopefully we can have these coaches' Zoom sessions at some point. And we'll just keep everybody notified. Check our website out and check there often, because everything that we do, we're going to be posting up there. Feel free to send messages to myself and Mike Van Riper if you're not sure, or if you have you just want some answers on anything. And that's it. And I hope everyone's doing well. I wish you all a great weekend, a great Easter, and stay healthy. And we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.